If one has a severe fall on their butt, creating either a broken tailbone or a coccyx injury, the coccyx is the name of the little tailbone, this can create some pelvic problems, such as tightness in the whole pelvic region, low back pain. But the whole spinal cord actually has its attachment to the tailbone and is very important. And if this is neurologically disorganized, and there are circuits that control the pelvis, this can cause the tailbone to stay locked into flexion. And this can create problems with all of the viscera and the organs feeling under contraction. So this can affect things like prostate and uterus, bladder function, feeling a tightness in the lower body, inguinal hernias, which is where the person feels they always have this pressure inside, and if they lift something, feels like something's going to rip inside. It can create, I've had patients who have painful feelings when they have orgasms or ejaculations, or when they take a bowel movement. And this is all because the coccyx or the tailbone is still in an armed position. Now, chiropractors have techniques that can mobilize the coccyx, but from an NOT perspective, we look first at the cranium, because if you study some of the other videos about the defense system, the head rules the body. So if they have had a cranial trauma, that is causing the whole system to be tight, and at the bottom end, the coccyx will be tight. So even though a person had a fall on their tailbone, the impact going up can either neurologically disorganize the cranial circuitry, or they might have had a different cranial injury at another time in their life. And now with the pelvic injury, that's the straw that broke the camel's back that produces these symptoms. So it's up to a good NOT practitioner to know what was the cause and what is the secondary, the compensation, but how to correct them and disarm them is the key thing. Once we disarm the system, then the whole relaxation process can start, and then people start to see alleviation of many of these problems that are associated with this that they never tied together with the coccyx trauma.